Here's Dave Jarvis with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Thank you, Frank. The Bend Planning Commission says yes to a controversial plan to improve the city's water system. Many critics of that plan say it costs too much and say it will have a negative impact on water flows in Tumalo Creek. The commission originally deadlocked at 3-3, but finally gave a 4-2 approval to the nearly $70 million plan. That approval came at last night's commission meeting after language was added that said the commission neither developed the plan nor had an opinion on its merits. They wanted to make it clear that they were asked only if the plan would meet Bend's water needs. The U.S. Supreme Court will decide the constitutionality of the sweeping health care reform approved last year by Congress. The High Court will decide if the law's individual mandate requiring everyone to buy health insurance is within the power of Congress. OSU Cascades political science professor Jim Foster says this ruling will have a profound effect.
If you don't uphold the individual mandate, that really guts the whole act by taking the financial regime out of it. And so it's like a house of cards. If you pull out that one particular card, although legally the remainder of the law remains intact, practically that's the funding keystone, and it will all kind of collapse.
The High Court will hear arguments in March and will likely issue a decision in June, just a few months before the presidential election. Foster expects this to be another 5-4 vote, with Justice Anthony Kennedy as the swing vote. The head of the Bend Lapine School District is named the best superintendent in the state. We've got more details. Kelly Blyer has a reaction to the honor.
Ron Wilkinson is the 2012 Oregon Superintendent of the Year. Wilkinson was nominated by fellow district administrators for the honor. The award was announced at the annual convention of the Oregon School Boards Association in Portland over the weekend.
We had a good delegation from Bend Lapine there, so I had a good crowd of supporters. And then the chance my mother was there, my 86-year-old mother, had a chance to see her oldest son get this award. So it was cool from that standpoint, too.
Wilkinson says four Bend Lapine officials have been singled out for state awards during the last 3 years, including two principals and Assistant Superintendent John Rexford. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Wilkinson was yesterday's guest on the KBND Your Town show. Organizers of the Free Community Thanksgiving Dinner in Prineville expect at least 400 guests at their dinner this Thursday. Co-chair Neva McPherson says the event would not be possible without the whole community pitching in.
Community effort, and we have lots of volunteers who come and help out, and we have lovely donations from some of the stores in town and some of their vendors. So we're always very, very grateful to them, especially Grocery Outlet, who is just does practically anything we ask for.
The free community dinner began about 4 years ago when the Crook County Kids Club wanted to thank the community for helping them kick off their new program. Dinner begins at 6 Thursday at Carrie Foster Hall. They're asking for donations. Canned goods will go to St. Vincent de Paul, and cash donations will go to the Kids Club. A Marion County grand jury issues an indictment against a Kaiser man in the death of his 4-year-old stepson. Authorities say Gerardo Chavarria is accused of pushing the boy from behind with the plastic child carrier, forcing him to fall down concrete stairs. The boy was taken to a hospital on November 5th and died the following day. Chavarria is charged with murder by abuse and first-degree criminal mistreatment. And the future is uncertain, with Occupy Portland now kicked out of two city parks. Catherine Matthews says their idea of consensus building may be unrealistic.
It's a movement that doesn't want to exclude anybody, but at the same time, I don't like the idea of people just coming in because they can and they can freeload off it, but maybe they don't actually support the movement.
Matthew says she initially supported the movement and camped in the parks for 2 days. However, she says she moved out when she started seeing problems such as theft and drug abuse. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at KBND.com, and you'll get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.